From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A new Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility Thursday for killing 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the Islamic State said it carried out the attack. It made the claim in a Twitter statement hours after a suicide bomber detonated the explosive as worshippers prayed at the mosque in the southern city of Abha. 12 of those killed were trainees with the country's Special Weapons and Tactics Unit, tasked with domestic security, while 3 others were workers at the compound. 7 other people were injured in the blast. Egypt has opened a major expansion of the Suez Canal that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has billed as an historic achievement needed to boost the country's ailing economy after years of unrest. At an elaborate ceremony in the canal city of Ismailia, the president addressed the terrorist threat surrounding the project. "Work did not take place in normal circumstances, and these circumstances still exist, and we are fighting them, and we will defeat them," Mr. el-Sisi said, after signing an order allowing ships to cross the new stretch of waterway. The $8.5 billion extension involved digging and dredging 72 of the 193-kilometer canal. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Russia have reached a deal on a U.N. Security Council resolution that aims to identify those who carried out chemical weapons attacks in Syria. The resolution, which could be voted on as early as this week, would create a panel to investigate who is responsible for a series of chemical weapons attacks during the Syrian civil war. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry directly called on China Thursday to stop building artificial islands in the South China Sea and halt construction efforts on disputed lands. During a regional forum of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Malaysia this week, diplomats again struggled to agree on a joint statement on the territorial dispute. Kerry called it essential to maintain freedom of navigation and overflight in the region.
"I reiterated America's strong support for freedom of navigation, overflight, and other lawful uses of the sea. These rights, I would remind everybody, are universal rights, and they must be respected by every nation, large and small."
Kerry urged the countries to commit to stop the construction and militarization of features in the region to lower tensions. Kerry told reporters the United States has a strong interest in the South China Sea and the way the disputes are addressed. Malaysia's transport minister says additional airplane parts have been located on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, where a piece of the wing from the missing Malaysian jetliner was recovered last week. Liao Tiang Lai says the newly found parts include seat cushions, window panes, and other debris. But while he concluded the items are plane debris, could not state with certainty they belong to Malaysia Airlines flight MH370. Experts in Paris, where the part was taken for analysis, are not yet ready to say for sure that what was found on the French territory is part of the vanished plane. Myanmar's president has called for the evacuation of low-lying areas in the country's Irrawaddy Delta region as the rivers reached high levels and threatened to breach embankments. About 6.2 million people, 12% of Myanmar's population, live in the region. The widespread floods that were triggered last week by heavy monsoon rains have killed 81 people, according to the Ministry of Social Welfare, Relief and Resettlement. The United States has announced an aid package to help flood victims in Myanmar. France's defense minister announced Thursday that his government reached agreement with Russia to cancel the contract for the sale of 2 Mistral-class warships. Jean-Yves Le Drian said France would fully reimburse what Russia had already paid for the contract without mentioning the specific amount. Meanwhile, Russia marked the 1-year anniversary of its ban on Western agricultural products Thursday. President Vladimir Putin had ordered the destruction of illegal imports to enforce the ban amid continuing tensions with the West because of the Ukrainian crisis. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.